It's All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. Good evening, I'm Peter Payette. Recreational marijuana becomes legal in Michigan on Thursday. But some cities are trying to figure out whether to ban businesses that would like to sell the drug. Last night, the Traverse City Commission proposed an ordinance that would ban the sale of recreational marijuana in city limits. And East Jordan, Charlevoix, and Gaylord all have similar proposals on the table. IPR's Max Johnston is here to talk about why municipalities are making this move. Hello, Max.
Hey, Peter.
So maybe you could just tell us generally what happens on Thursday when marijuana becomes legal in Michigan.
That's right. So on Thursday, if you are over the age of 21, it is legal for you to possess and use marijuana on private property. You can also exchange it and give it to your friends who are also over the age of 21. The tricky thing is actually purchasing it. Now, recreational marijuana dispensaries still need to be licensed in order to sell it, and the state hasn't really figured out what the licensing requirements and the process to get those licenses are. So for at least for the next few months, it's legal to have marijuana. It's legal to use it on private property, but the actual process of going to a dispensary and buying it, that's going to be kind of difficult.
So what does it mean for Traverse City or Charlevoix or any town to opt out?
Yeah, so there's a part of Proposal 1, which is the law that legalized marijuana in Michigan, that says communities have to allow marijuana businesses to operate. But that is an optional part of the law. So communities like Traverse City, like East Jordan and Charlevoix, they can opt out of that, and they basically say that, look, you can have marijuana, you can use it on private property, but we're not going to let marijuana businesses open, and we're not going to let dispensaries operate in our city limits.
And if they don't opt out, can they limit or restrict the number of businesses that are selling marijuana?
Yes. So cities can place a cap on the number of dispensaries that operate. So I think Detroit just said that their cap is going to be 75. That's obviously, you know, for a higher population. But Traverse City, if they were to opt in and say dispensaries can operate, they can, you know, essentially vote and decide how many dispensaries they want to operate within city limits.
And why would a community opt out?
So from what I've heard from these cities is that they're concerned that because these licensing requirements for these dispensaries to operate are still sort of vague and up in the air, they're concerned that there may be loopholes or vague language in the state's sort of law that will allow for people to sort of either abuse this or find ways to get around it. So from what I've heard from members of East Jordan, of Charlevoix, of Traverse City, is that they really want to wait and see how the state regulates these licenses, how they give them out, and how other communities navigate this new sort of legal circle. And then they will make a new decision whether to let these businesses start and operate or whether to, you know, keep banning them from city limits.
Are you hearing from anyone who just doesn't want marijuana sold in their community?
Yeah, so I talked to a guy named Terry McDonald. He's the police chief in East Jordan. And when the city commission was talking about this ordinance that they've proposed, he basically told them, look, the people of Michigan have spoken. This stuff is legal to use. But he says there's a whole slew of problems he sees that are associated with dispensaries specifically. So he says we can let citizens use it and possess it on private property, but if we don't need to have these dispensaries operate, then let's not have them because of the problems that he sees associated with them.
Now, but there are some downsides to opting out.
That's right. So when you opt out of that requirement, when you say dispensaries can't operate in your town, you're also opting out of the revenue sharing aspect of this. So when the state says dispensaries can operate in Michigan, what that means is that the tax revenue from those dispensaries gets spread out across the entire state. But if you opt out of that requirement and you say those dispensaries can't operate in your town, you're also opting out of getting any of that money from the state. So that's the sort of the legal mechanism for this. But what other people say that are sort of pro-marijuana legalization is they say that the communities that opt out and don't let these dispensaries run, they are losing out on not just that tax revenue, but losing out on potential visitors that will come to their town, potential business and sort of customers that will go to restaurants nearby or gas stations, and that people will go to communities that do let dispensaries operate and ignore ones that don't.
Max Johnston, thanks.
Thank you, Peter.